According to the Office of Management and Budget, agencies reported more than 2,800 breaches that had potentially affected more than 10 million individuals' personal information.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm your host, Holly Hobbs. Federal financial regulators are increasingly using individuals' data to detect and prevent crimes, like funding terrorism, as well as to enhance online interactions with consumers. This data is often collected by financial institutions like banks. However, as its use increases, so have concerns about protecting individuals' privacy, and some federal agencies are not doing all they can to protect this privacy. Today, we'll talk with two experts who looked at this issue. Joining us are Nick Marinos, an expert in cybersecurity and the managing director of our information technology and cybersecurity team, and Alicia Cackley, an expert on consumer protections and a director in our financial markets and community investment team. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Holly.
My pleasure, Holly.
So, Alicia, we looked at what federal financial regulators are doing to protect privacy. What did we find?
So many agencies, including the regulatory agencies that we reviewed, collect a lot of personally identifiable information, or PII as we call it, as part of their oversight responsibilities, and that can pose challenges for protecting individuals' privacy. And the agencies we looked at, namely the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the Federal Reserve, the National Credit Union Administration, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, can best ensure that they're protecting consumer information by following all related federal laws and guidance. And one of the primary objectives of our review was to determine the extent to which those financial regulators were following key practices in federal law and guidance.
Okay, so what do we know about these efforts?
So federal laws specify certain requirements that the agencies have to protect systems and data, and they establish responsibilities with regard to protecting personally identifiable information in particular. Some of that legislation includes the Privacy Act of 1974, which limits the agency's collection and use of PII, and requires agencies to provide the public with certain information, such as the intended use of the data, procedures individuals can use to review and correct information about themselves. And in addition, the Privacy Act and other key privacy laws and guidance set out requirements for agencies to conduct privacy impact assessments, and they detail agency responsibilities for managing PII. They provide guidance to agencies in making decisions about individuals' access to PII, to agency authority in handling PII, and also the security safeguards in place to protect PII.
And can you give us some examples of the types of consumer information that's collected and how it might be used?
Sure. So commonly used types include things like people's names and addresses, as well as their social security numbers and information related to the individual financial transactions that they may have conducted. And all five of the regulators use this PII in their roles overseeing and conducting supervisory examinations of financial institutions, which commonly focus on ensuring the safety and soundness of the institution. But it can also include a consumer compliance component, such as examining the use of credit cards and home mortgage lending data to ensure compliance with financial laws. And all five regulators also use PII to conduct enforcement activities over financial institutions. For example, using and storing sensitive PII obtained as part of investigations and in handling complaints or inquiries regarding consumer financial products or services. And some regulators use PII as part of approving financial institutions to operate and to facilitate a fair resolution when an institution fails.
So, Nick, let's talk about the cybersecurity aspects of this. How are federal regulators ensuring that this data is safe from things like data breaches?
Yeah, well, these five regulators have already created privacy programs to manage those risks. So among other things, these programs include activities like assessing the impact on privacy of changes made to an IT system or the way with which that PII might be used, imposing conditions on external parties that they may be sharing or relying on to handle some of this personal information, as well as overseeing contractors that might have access to this information. And very importantly also, the regulators have developed and implemented privacy awareness and training programs so that their employees and contractors understand the expectations that are set for them on how they handle the personal information as well. Now, in terms of responding to incidents such as data breaches, all five regulators have established formal incident response capabilities, and they test those procedures that they've put together to ensure that they're working properly. They have plans not only for those basic steps, but also the timelines for notifying potentially affected individuals. In other words, if PII were to be impacted or compromised as a result of the breach, how quickly would they turn around and notify individuals whose PII might have been compromised?
So how likely are data breaches, and why might hackers want this data?
Yeah, I mean, the trend's not great, Holly. I mean, in the last several years, data breaches at federal agencies and at big organizations in the private sector have resulted in the potential compromise of millions of records of Americans, including financial-related information. According to the Office of Management and Budget, agencies reported more than 2,800 breaches to Congress in fiscal year 2020 that had potentially affected more than 10 million individuals' personal information. And more than 19,000 breaches were reported within agencies that year. These totals don't include the several prominent recent breaches, such as the Equifax breach about 5 years ago that impacted an estimated 146 million consumers. The reality is that a data breach can occur under many circumstances and for many reasons. Among other things, malicious attackers want to use that personal data that they may be able to steal to create or maintain fraudulent accounts, to obtain inappropriate benefits, or to perform identity theft.
So Alicia and Nick just told us that while data collected by financial institutions like banks can be used by financial regulators to protect American consumers, it can also put them at risk if there are data breaches or cyber attacks. So Nick, did we make any recommendations to federal regulators to better protect this data?
We did, but I think it's important to note that CFPB and the four prudential regulators, they're taking a lot of steps already to protect personal information in line with federal guidance. That said, we did find some areas that could be further improved, and we made 8 recommendations where we felt one or more of these regulators needed to improve their privacy practices. And this included recommendations around encouraging agencies to maintain full inventories of the personal information in their agency-owned applications, identifying metrics to monitor how effective their privacy controls are working, and to more fully track decisions that officials make based on sort of selecting and testing those privacy protections as well.
And last question, Nick, how about you take it? What's the bottom line of this report?
Well, I think the bottom line is that the 5 regulators we looked at have more than 100 information system applications that collect and use extensive amounts of personal information. And they share that personal information with financial institutions, contractors, other regulators as part of fulfilling of their missions. Generally, the regulators have set up privacy programs that do a pretty good job at protecting this PII, but there are several areas where we think they can improve the privacy protections in line with federal guidance. Until the regulators take those steps to mitigate weaknesses we found, they could be at increased risk of compromise.
That was Alicia Cackley and Nick Marinos talking about GAO's recent review of data privacy. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you, Holly.
My pleasure, Holly.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And make sure to leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.